It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at COTA.com.
During the Right Rug Flooring Anniversary Sale, we're celebrating 91 years of the guaranteed lowest prices. With beautiful carpet with a lifetime stain warranty starting at $219 a square foot installed with pad. And luxury vinyl starts at $399 a square foot installed. Unbeatable prices and 24-month special financing available with approved credit. Schedule a free in-home appointment with our flooring experts at RITERUG.com. Right Rug Flooring's Anniversary Sale.
Right.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at COTA.com.
During the Right Rug Flooring Anniversary Sale, we're celebrating 91 years of the guaranteed lowest prices. With beautiful carpet with a lifetime stain warranty starting at $219 a square foot installed with pad. And luxury vinyl starts at $399 a square foot installed. Unbeatable prices and 24-month special financing available with approved credit. Schedule a free in-home appointment with our flooring experts at RITERUG.com. Right Rug Flooring's Anniversary Sale.
Right.
You're listening to continuing coverage in the Las Vegas Reporter murder trial of Robert Telles from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today. Now, back to the courtroom.
Have your order. Be seated, please.
You can bring the panel in. We can put the witness back on the stand and you can bring the panel in.
Do you want him up there first? Or? All rise for entering jury, please.
State stipulate to the presence of the jury panel?
Yes, Your Honor.
And the defense?
Yes, Your Honor. Thank you,
Your Honor.
Please be seated.
Please remain standing. Raise your right hand so we can administer the oath.
You do solemnly swear the testimony you're about to give in this action shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
I do.
You may be seated.
Thank you.
Please state and spell your first and last name for the record.
Robert Telles. First name is Robert, R-O-B-E-R-T.
Last name is Telles, T-E-L-L-E-S.
You may continue.
Thank you, Your Honor. And again, with respect to Compass Realty's motives, I wanted to show you a probate court video. I'd like to see if we could share that.
This is going to be D3, and it's not been admitted yet.
You have objected, Your Honor, on this matter.
Obviously, you're the state has withdrawn any objection, so it will be admitted. It will go back with the jury panel. However, I'm not going to allow you to publish.
Okay. So when you do go back, if you could please review that video. I would like to ask if, you know, getting back to where we were yesterday, if I could ask that we please share, well, first of all, I'd like to share a picture of the killer's pants. I believe it is a zoomed in version of one of the videos that was provided by the state.
We have it.
Yeah, we have the photo. We have the thumb drive. It's a better representation.
I have it on my computer as well. It's clear if we do it this way.
Okay,
as
and it's exhibit.
Yes.
It's state's exhibit, just for the record.
I say 370. Maybe
what are they trying to show?
It's the state exhibit
that's been admitted.
Will you
publish?
Yes.
What was the number of flash drive?
Yeah.
Oh, the flash drive?
Correct. We addressed it yesterday.
Okay.
And it's also the flash drive that I gave
to
you that gave us
money
as well.
That's going to be, court's indulgence, state's exhibit is 338.
Okay. 338.
338, and you may publish.
So what are we trying to do? Just that picture.
Zooming in.
I don't even know where that's coming from. So.
Well, my guess would be you have this item. It's so let's just close it.
If I may, I'd like to publish Exhibit A. Thank you, sir.
The defense is publishing to the jury Exhibit A.
I'd like to show the two, my jeans versus the killer's pants. I personally don't believe that they look the same.
Objection, his opinion is irrelevant.
Sustained.
Okay. And I'd like to also note that none of my other pants, jeans, or anything else were taken from my home on the day of the search. As a result of my jeans being taken from me that day, I was put into that paper suit. And you've seen the photo of the paper suit. And the room was cold. I asked, well, when I attempted to have the temperature adjusted, there was no help there. I spent the day freezing in that paper suit. There were various things that were done to, I believe, break me. I had conveyed concern all along about my family, and as time went on during this detention, interrogation, whatever, I learned of various things that I believe would tend to, and did for me, break someone's spirit. I was informed that all of my vehicles were being taken away. And this was early in this interrogation. This was before they supposedly found a shoe, that they were taking all my vehicles away, which made no sense to me. When I wanted to reach out to talk to my family, to try to put them at ease, I was denied the ability to make any phone calls. When I wanted to speak to an attorney, I was denied the ability to talk to an attorney. It was my understanding that my rights were being suspended because I was not arrested, I was just being detained. Later again, detectives took advantage, I believe, of my feelings for my family by referring to them over and over. And, it was a lot. Then all that finished, they were finished with the search. And they took me back home. And the media was outside my house. And somebody followed me all the way to my garage door with a microphone in hand. I don't know if I'd say chasing me per se, but she was walking pretty briskly all the way up to my house. And while that was, I'm sure, her right, I wasn't. It didn't help the situation, to know that the media had been tipped off and they were swarming around the house. Then I walked into the house, and what I saw hit me even harder. I'd like to share the photos of my house after Metro finished their search. I think it's A2 to maybe S2.
That's going to be A2 through I2. Yes, A2 through I2.
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay, they're admitted into evidence. And
Mr. Draskovich? Oh, I'm sorry.
Do you want to publish?
I would, if you wouldn't mind, could you take maybe 10 seconds of photo and flip them for me?
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Do you want to see the photos? Interesting.
I guess maybe when we publish them, if you could publish them for about 10 seconds of time. And then what I'm concerned about publishing are the photos of the inside of my home. And
they are.
And what?
Okay. Yes.
So, thank you, sir.
This is A2.
So this is what I walked into in my house starting.
This is A2, A1.
All right.
Okay, I don't know, the similar looking photo?
Yes.
Okay.
Are you done with this photo?
Yes, sir.
All right. This is B2.
Coincidentally, I was led to believe that they were not going to make a mess of my house.
This is C2. This is D2. This is
E2. This is F2. This is G2. This is H2. This is I2. And this is J2.
So I found my wife sitting on the floor in our bedroom in the middle of this mess. And so this for me was, you know, the thing that just broke me. I'm sorry, I knew I didn't do this thing, and yet the police claim to have this evidence. They did what they did to me, and I have a $1 million life insurance policy. I didn't want my family to have to go through more torture, and so I don't know what I was thinking, but I thought, you know what, if I can avoid the pain that they're going to suffer during this whole circus and put some money into their hands to make up for me not being there, then maybe this is the thing to do. But it was, for me, never, I'm not guilty, I didn't kill Mr. German. But as you can see, I attempted suicide. And SWAT came in and pulled me out and put me into that ambulance. Detective Jappy came into the ambulance, and, you know, when he came to the ambulance, he came in to extract a confession from me. It was conveyed that if I would just plead guilty, that...
Objection, sustained.
And in response, I said that I'm innocent, but I didn't want my family to go through this, you know, this thing that's going to happen. I guess what I said exactly was, you know, I know that I would prove I'm innocent at trial, but I don't want my family to go through the pain. And I wish that I had the audio to prove that to you, but apparently it doesn't exist. I'm not certain how we ended up leading off with Mr. German's the response to Mr. German's request for the messages between me and Roberta, the emails and the Microsoft Teams. The production of those items that were given to that they were going to give to Mr. German, it's a lot. You know, I think it's probably hundreds of pages. So I think we were trying to see whether or not we could produce them electronically so that you could review those messages for yourself and see whether or not they are motive for murder.
Get a pouch, please.
Okay, it's my understanding, based on the representation, that exhibit will be created and it will be marked and admitted. After it's created, the state's going to put all those, I guess, communications onto a drive, and it will be admitted.
Thank you. And well, and is my understanding they already produced that item. I don't know if we can make sure that what they're producing is...
It will be provided to you shortly.
Absolutely. You'll have to review it.
I would like to now share a photo of my Yukon that was taken at the police impound in their garage. It's 02. We may publish it.
Absolutely.
Okay, so this is a photo of my Yukon, and that again was taken by the police at the garage. If you will note, my Yukon doesn't have worn paint around the windshield like the killer's does. I'd like to note that I am in jail. I don't have access to Photoshop. To Photoshop this photo so that to remove any alleged paint, worn paint, I don't also have Photoshop to modify the picture that Mr. Mogg took that shows allegedly that there was worn paint on my car. I'll also note for you, just because, you know, the way that courts work and building records, that the doors on my car do lock and unlock. They do open. They do work. If someone were to open my car door, the visor, it works. It flips up. It flips down. So at any point, at any time, anyone could have opened the car door, flipped up my visor, flipped it down, even just prior to Mr. Mogg taking his photos. And so that's what I've got for that photo. Thank you very much. The cameras that are on the corner of my house, I did install those on September 5th after my wife and I heard what we thought was a gunshot in the neighborhood. I think that it'd be pretty easy to, you know, well, I know that I said that to Detective Gaddis in my interview. And also, it was previously discussed that those cameras were not there during the surveillance on the 1st. So Mr. Mogg would not have found videos for the 2nd, for the 3rd, for the 4th. Personally, I believe that when there's no videos for all those days, I'm not sure how it could be so... Sure, no problem.
Observations.
Of course, Your Honor. Like that, sir? Is that okay? Okay, thank you. And so, I believe both, well, I can't tell you what other people testified to, but I will say that that day, on September 2nd, at 8:50 a.m., I did make a text message from my house. And I did not leave my house. And I'm just going to hit this one point really quickly. Through 9:10 a.m. at the very earliest. Okay. As I testify later, it was much later that I left my home, but I will, again, that's, I believe, an important point. 8:50, sent a text message. 9:10, I was still home. Now, I would like to share, if I may, R2, I believe, I'm not sure if that's been admitted by stipulation or not. These are the tweets that I made that had any reference to Mr. Gurman.
This has not yet been admitted.
It's marked as
R2.
The state had produced a Twitter file that was not in, you know, your typical web browser format. And so when we went to review this is how those tweets came up.
Any objection?
No objection.
It's admitted, and you may publish.
Mayor Butts. So, you'll notice that you heard about that tweet that where I talked about where I joked about hearing rustling in the trash, you know, just a dig at Mr. Gurman, and that was the one that's listed on 6, I believe, is that 6:18 at about 7 at almost 8 in the morning. You don't see the other tweets because, again, for whatever reason, they didn't. When they produced this document, they didn't produce replies embedded in it. So, but that's the same one. And you see that my last tweet regarding Mr. Gurman is on 6:19. And there I say, at J. Gurman RJ, at Review Journal. Actually, it wasn't lashing out so much as making sure that you finish the story about the website and maybe poking a little fun, a winky face emoji. You know, I had created, and you'll see that, as has already been admitted, I created this portion of my campaign website that talked about the stuff that different things that I disputed, and so I wanted to draw attention to that. So that's why I goaded Mr. Gurman into that a little bit. About the same time, it was actually June 16th, I sent a text message to a friend who had reached out to me about, because he was, you know, he just wanted to check in on me. And on the 16th, I conveyed to him that it's all good. I'm not actually mad at it. At this point, I was over it. You know, I'm happy to move on. You know, and I said, although, Gurman says he's going to do a third article, one about the website, I don't give a damn. LOL. I don't know if that's something that we can, thank you, sir, that we can admit, this text message. Mr. Scott, if we may, or if you could present it for admission.
Be J3. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you.
No objection.
There being no objection, it's admitted, and you can publish.
So you can see the content of there again, 3 days before I sent that last tweet. So again, there were never any messages where I would threaten Mr. Gurman. You know, I'm certain that if there were, they would have been produced. Thank you, sir. The way that I handle things is I figure out ways to do things legally, and I'll discuss that in a little bit as to what I was planning. Your Honor, may I just stand up for one moment to show the jury why I didn't wear name brand shoes at the office, just for a moment, and.
You just want to stand up?
Right where I'm at.
Yes.
Okay. I don't know if you noticed the height difference. I wear lifts in my shoes. But I'm about 6'5" and I call it a vanity thing, right? I just wanted to feel a little taller. And so if I may just demonstrate why this is important. So these shoes that are have built-in lifts, they're designed in a certain way where they don't slip off a person's foot when you're wearing them. Right? You can see how this is so elongated because there's a lift in here. Right? So you can't put, it's not, you know, from what I've tried, I could not put a lift in a name brand shoe because that shoe would slip right off. There's not enough of the back of this, once that lifts in there, in order to grab a hold of your foot. So essentially, I'd be kicking my shoes off every time I walk. So, you know, I never wore, again, any type of name brand shoe at the office, and I think that that's something that it'll likely be discussed at closing, and how that's relevant. Which, of course, you know, brings me to the shoes in the house. I did not cut up a shoe and hide it under my couch. I did not cut up a hat and put it in an open door of my toolbox. I did not kill Mr. Gurman, so I did not take a bag with my children's basketball and football out of the bin and use it during the commission of a murder. I didn't kill Mr. Gurman. I was, I guess, you know, my next statement would have been argument, so let me skip that. And I think my attorney has already kind of discussed with you the deletion of this body cam video. I guess next I just want to share, I'm going to try to share some thoughts with you about the killer. It was strange to me that the killer...
Objection, proper opinion.
I didn't get to hear, so what did you want? What's the topic?
Well, I wanted to talk about my observations about the killer.
Okay, you can testify about any facts and observations that you've made.
Okay. Observations that I made about the evidence that I've reviewed, Your Honor?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay. It was strange to me that the killer walked around the neighborhood.
Facts and observations that you have made.
Right, and I was clarifying earlier that if I reviewed the evidence as provided the state, but that's okay, I'll move on. So I did not, make sure I get my order right here. So you saw a document with certain searches that said Jeff Gurman, Las Vegas, Jeff Gurman, Las Vegas, robbed for NV, those type of things. I should have actually sought this out earlier. I don't know if we can, it's a state's exhibit, if we can dig that up.
What is it?
It was a list of searches for Mr. Gurman. That was provided by the state, a lump of Cellbrite items.
Cellbrite? Is that an extraction report?
Yeah, I believe it's an extraction. Thanks.
If you can approach and help me pick which one you want.
So a lot of search results actually get pushed, or like pages get pushed up, is when people review or when people do a search and the, you know, they visit a particular page based on the fact that they did these search terms, that would actually increase the ranking of the page. And so I'll explain. So for example, again, if you Google Rob Tejas or Jeffrey Gurman, Las Vegas, Rob for NV, then you go to my page and you find the page and you click it, then Google's gonna say, okay, well, we're gonna we're going to push this up, right? When people search, we're going to get it further up the chain. And so when I was doing these searches, you'll see, sir, is it?
I may approach.
You may.
Yes.
Exhibit.
State's Exhibit 356.
Thank you, sir. And sir, may I ask you to kind of go through this slowly on the Elmo, if you don't mind? If you don't mind, please.
You may publish.
If I was trying to search for Mr. Gurman's personal information, I don't believe that I would repeatedly Google him over and over again. If you might focus, I don't know if you all can, if you might zoom in just a little bit more if you don't mind, sir. So you see that it starts off Jeff Gurman, Las Vegas, four times. Then I added Jeff Gurman, Las Vegas Public Administrator. And if you could flip that page, please, sir. And then from there, if you could go down just a little bit, if you don't mind, just so I can read the very top. Okay, Jeff Gurman, Las Vegas Public Administrator again. I did that a few times. And then if you could, and again, so if I was trying to find his address, I would be putting Public Administrator in the same search, right? If you could please flip that as well. So here I was trying to build a pattern. So next I searched Jeff Gurman, Las Vegas, Rob for NV, which is my campaign website. All right, so later as I continued to research, I found out that the only thing it was gonna do is bump the search result up on my own browser. But thank you, sir. So I ended up finding that there were paid services where, you know, you give them a credit card number and a certain amount of money to spend, and they have either one of two ways of doing it. They either have people in some other part of the country or the world manually typing in these search terms, you know, from different spots to, and you know, I guess it's, you know, I don't know if you'd call it cheating to have somebody artificially pushing your website up, but I felt like, you know, with what Rita Reed had done, that, you know, if she was going to lie, that it was fair game for me to try to push my website up so that people could read the truth, right? So that was the purpose of those searches. But I never searched for Mr. Gurman's address. And I would think that if I had, you would see a landing page of some sort that actually showed I searched for his address. So when I saw this supposed searches where I supposedly looked for his car, you got to have a man's address when you're putting it into, at least from what they showed, that supposedly they found the car by way of his address. I didn't know his address. So, and again, I think if you would have seen some landing page showing that I knew it, I didn't know his address. Never been to his house. Didn't do a Google Maps search of him. And when it came to these photos that are supposedly surveillance, I don't know why anyone would do that. Sit there and take 100 photos of different cars. I don't even understand what the purpose of that is. It's my understanding that surveillance means you go tail a person, not sit there and snap off a bunch of pictures. And then there were these other items that the state had introduced, photos of articles, like screenshots of articles, screenshots of Facebook messages, like a discussion that I had with John Cahill. And those are items that I was actually collecting for a lawsuit. And did you all bring a copy of that lawsuit? The lawsuit draft? Rick, would have, may I?
Yeah.
So I had been writing a draft of a lawsuit, and as I said earlier, this is the way that I wanted to handle this issue. If we may I take a look at it so I can tell you.
Thank you.
I couldn't sue my employees because that would just look bad. But I felt that after I lost the election, you know, they were fair game. Because my original thought was that you know, if I won, or if I tried to sue them in advance of the election, that people would say, you know, he's just trying to shut up people, right? And I got advice to that extent, and so I took it. I said, okay, well, I'm from an attorney. I'm like, all right, well, I won't sue them now. And my hope is that I was going to win. And I think I came pretty close, but it is what it is. So once I lost, I said, you know what? Fair game. I'm going to sue them. May I? Oh, I am so sorry, sir. Okay. And so again, this is a draft of a lawsuit. It's an unfinished lawsuit that I had started drafting, and it was going to be on behalf of myself as my own attorney, as part of the law firm that I had, Accolade Law. And I would like to ask that this be admitted.
Any objection?
No.
Is it admitted?
So you can review that and see that again, this is the reason that I had actually captured some of those pictures. Sorry. Okay. Now, the interesting thing about, you know, this situation, and I guess, you know, I had done my own research on cases, and I had found that there were actually cases where even DNA evidence had been planted. There was a case where apparently it was an officer-involved shooting, and the police were pretty sure they had their people.
Objection, relevance?
Yeah, the objection is sustained.
Okay, well, it goes to my theory, but I guess we'll have to save that for later. Now, that day, September 2nd of 2022, as I mentioned earlier, I sent a text message, hung around home, I know, watching TV or working. Somewhere probably around 10-ish, I went for a walk. Came back home, and then got ready and went off to the gym. And if I could republish T2. If you could please turn to the appropriate page. And as I said before, I'm techie, right? You see that my actual login, you know, after you consider everything I do, you know, to get ready to go to the gym, when they were ready to scan my phone, it was at 12:09. And I say it was my phone because I'm a techie person, the tag that was on my keychain, I abandoned it long ago. You know, so that was from my phone. May I next republish, I believe it's States Exhibit 374 regarding text messages I received that day.
Is it already been admitted?
If you don't mind, if you could publish it, please.
You're saying the vote will be published?
It's about 20 pages.
If you don't mind, we can just go through it briefly. My apologies. If you could go ahead and turn to the next page, please.
It's 374.
Thank you so much.
Okay, so if you could turn the page, please. Okay, if you could turn the page, please. You turn the page, please. If you could again turn the page, please. Now, you see again that conversation I had with my daughter. Had my phone, responded, no problem. At 9 o'clock, still had my phone when I got an email from Jimmy John's. You could turn the page, please. Still had my phone when I got this message from, if you bring it down a little bit, or the other direction, please, from Cora. And when I got this text message from the spam, talking about how they wanted to sell my home, I didn't respond to that. If you could please, when I got the message from Macy's, I didn't respond to that. And again, still had my phone. When I got this, if you could go to the next page, please. This is, so we had recently changed our, at the office, the way that our vendor for the answering service. And with that, I asked that they create a system or implement a system where we're automatically texted for these things. Again, no response required. This was something that was assigned to Rita. It was just provided to me for my records. So nothing to respond to. Again, another email, no response needed, just junk mail. Sir, please. Again, another message from the answering service. Then at 10:36, I got a message from my wife with a picture from my daughter. And then if you can go up, my wife called about 10:43. I'd been out for a walk. I was just about to come in anyway, so I didn't respond. You'll notice that she did not call me again. She did not text me again. That's because I said, honey, I'm home. So can we go to the next page? Again, another junk mail. Then a phone call from Reputation Defender, junk. I don't feel the need to pick up the phone from everybody who's calling. And then another email, again, automated email. If you could turn the page, please. Again, calendar invitation, junk mail, calendar invitation. And you'll notice by this time it's already 12:53 when we're at number 32. So I already have myself at the gym, right? So it's not like, I've got to answer any of these things, right? And then I was done at the gym. I want to say I typically take about an hour there. And so it was, I don't know why I would have missed this call if I was in the shower or whatever. This would have been from the vendor for my daughter's diabetes supplies. So they left a message. And if you scroll down, it looks like they left a message about a sensor for my daughter. If I could turn the page. And if you could go up. So here again, like I said, you should have no doubts about the fact that I had my phone on me, whatever anybody tries to argue. Because again, I clearly had it, went from the check-in, I say I had it all day. They may try to argue otherwise, but So when we continue on again, there's that message. Then my ex-wife sends me a message at 1:26, and I don't immediately respond to it. And I don't feel the need to respond to every single text message immediately. I don't know, you know, I'm personally that way. You know, if I don't find a sense of urgency in it, I believe it can wait a bit. Sometimes I won't respond to, even if it's a person who's sending me a text message, I won't respond to the next day. It's just whatever mood I'm in. So I personally don't think that there's anything suspicious about my phone use here. Thank you, sir, very much. So I went to the gym, like I said, at about 12, and got checked in about 12:09, did my workout, went home, picked up kids later, and, you know, I can't imagine the kind of person that would...
Objection.
Sustained.
So I personally can't imagine myself to be the kind of person.
Sustained.
I am not the kind of person who would stab someone.
The objection was sustained.
Okay. So I've never beat anybody up. I've never killed anybody. I didn't kill Mr. Gurman. And that's my testimony.
Okay. Cross-examination.
I'm going to need a break. Just
oh, that's true. Okay. All right, we're going to take a recess. During this recess, your mom's not to discuss or communicate with anyone, including your fellow jurors, any waiver or your case. Remember, questions don't come till both sides are done questioning. So when they're done questioning, if you want to ask a question, I will ask it then. But we do that because your question might get answered in the interim. So during this recess, you're admonished not to discuss or communicate with anyone, including your fellow jurors, in any way regarding the case or its merits, either by voice, phone, email, text, internet, or other means of communication or social media, read, watch, or listen to any news or media accounts or commentary about the case, do any research, consult dictionaries, internet, or reference materials, do any investigation, test a theory, recreate any aspect of the case, or in any other way investigate or learn about the case on your own or form or express any opinion regarding the case until it's finally submitted to you. We'll be in recess. Is 15 minutes okay?
Yes.
15 minutes. Thank you.
You can all rise for the jury.
Okay, the record will reflect the hearing is taking place outside the presence of the jury panel. Is there an issue?
Yes, there's a question as to what doors perhaps were open in reference to communications between Mr. Tellis and Roberta. There's been a production made. We've had certain communications produced. We need to go through those. I think there's going to be a dispute as to what the scope, what's to be turned over, what's not, if there's been a privilege that's been previously asserted or not, if there's been any waiver. I think that's something that we're not going to get done until after lunch. We're going through them.
And can we start and then that issue can...
I would prefer to know the... we can just lay it out pretty easily. Mr. Tellis got up here and had wanted all of the team's messages admitted into evidence. So that would be our request. There has been a production that we have, that the defense has, of team's messages. We provided those messages. Sounds like the defense's concern is maybe there's another production of team's messages because, I mean, the long and the short of it is some of the team's messages contains information that I think Mr. Tellis finds fairly damaging. And so he wanted them in. We agreed, fine, let's let them in. And now there's an issue of, well, I don't necessarily, you know, I don't know that those are all of the messages. So what we're trying to nail down is the information, I mean, they have these have been produced, I can see in our files, these have been produced. I don't exactly know exactly what he is looking at. I know the nature of the emails, the nature of the team's messages that are the source of consternation for Mr. Tellis has nothing to do with an attorney-client privilege. It has nothing to do with, you know, something that would be privileged to the public administration's office. It just deals with something else, so.
What's the privilege?
Again, too, it could go into bad care. Well, we need to see what privilege was previously asserted or not. It's the state's argument, and I understand their argument. They're saying that Mr. Tellis, by his request, opened the door. As we addressed yesterday, Mr. Tellis is testifying in a narrative sense. We put the court on notice. The court had allowed that to occur.
Sure.
My concern is we would like to pull up on the jabs or otherwise what specific request he had made. There may have been a misunderstanding on the part of the state what it was that he was asking to have admitted. We want the break to go through that because it's the scope of what his request was. Obviously, it wasn't in response to a question or a request that I had made. It was actually made by Mr. Tellis. But again, I'd like to see that on the video, which we'll be able to address over the lunch break, because I think it's concerning a scope of the production.
Well, what do you think it was, Mr. Draskowitz? I mean, because it appeared to me as though, just a minute, it appeared to me as though he was requesting the witness that came and testified and talked about that production that was about to happen, I don't know, in the first part of September. I mean, that appeared to be what he was asking the state to put on a disc and produce.
Yeah. So what I was requesting to produce is actually what was produced to me.
Okay.
In support of what was going to produce to Mr. Gurman. And so,
right.
And so any and all, you know, messages of any personal nature in the review of the documents that I saw, and anything personal, like, you know, talking about perhaps going to the mall or whatever, that was already removed by the time I viewed it. So when Mr. Hanner's coming here with these messages, that was pre-trimmed. So I believe he's going to say that, look, this is why Mr. Tellis decided he was going to be angry, but that's not true, because the version that I saw had already trimmed out all these personal messages. So it's misleading the jury about what Roberta testified to.
Being trimmed out. You mean
so
by the county?
Yeah, Clark County has a policy where they run it through various personnel, because their policy is to only produce business records.
Okay.
No matter what, there's, you know, they do not allow for the production in public records requests for messages of anything of a personal nature. And so, again, I believe it's in bad faith that Mr. Hamner is trying to show the original production and not what I personally saw, because what I saw had nothing that referenced the mall or anything like that. And, you know, and if Ms. Kennett, Lee Kennett, had any such concern, she would have said the same thing. She would have said, well, yeah, I had a concern with this. But clearly, she saw the same message as I did. We saw no concern because personal messages had already been stripped out. And now we're at the point where Mr. Hammer's trying to mislead the jury about what I saw.
That, and obviously this predates this gentleman being charged. This predates, we're not talking about production due to course of discovery in a criminal case. And this obviously predated this case. So we're talking about back when Mr. Tellis was at the public administrator's office,
right,
what he was given, what he saw, and I think that goes to the very point. It's referring to what his knowledge was back in that time, and that's why we want to address the scope of what it is the state intends to produce.
Mr. Hanley?
Our position is we have these two messages. It's not about taking a walk. Look, we'll call it out for what it is. I mean, it is, they are romantic messages between those two. Okay? I mean, that's the reality of it. That's what's in the team's messages. I have team's messages here that contain that. They may be right. Maybe there is another version of this, but the team's message that we have, that we've produced to them, contain this information. Mr. Tellis got on the stand, and when he told the jury, he was like, oh, I looked at those team's messages, and like, I didn't have any issues with it. I'd like them all admitted. He did not put them together on a USB drive or anything, right? They did not come here and say, and here they are. They didn't produce them to us for us to review to see if there was any sort of discrepancy. I said, we have the team's messages, we can add them, and now they're reviewing. And that's fine, like if we want to get clarity on this, but clearly it changes the tenor of everything, right? And listen, if he looks at the jury and says, oh, you know, I was totally fine with those messages, and let's say they missed them. What if they read them and they missed the couple of instances where they were telling each other how they felt about each other? You know what I mean? Like, then that's a misstep on his part. Now listen, if it wasn't produced, and there's some county law that's out there that doesn't allow that, but if we think about what the FOIA request, which we actually have here from Mr. Garron, which has been admitted, which was, we want all Teams messages between Roberta and Mr. Tellis, and all of his articles when raising her has to do with the inappropriate affair, it seems to me that absent, you know, some attorney-client for some applicable privilege, it is beyond me how that would somehow be pulled out.
And again,
didn't the request ask for communication?
All communications.
Two?
He wanted personal text messages. He wanted Teams messages. He wanted emails. And he said from January of 2022 till this request is filled. And these messages appear in February and March and roughly around there. I don't know it all off the top of my head. I mean, I have excerpts of them. I have a paper version of excerpts of them as well, if the court would like to look at it. But I don't have any objection with trying to get to the bottom of, you know, did DA Civil really claw back, you know, the romantic messages? You know, I don't have an issue with doing that. But we need time, and I don't want my cross to start without this clarity.
And again, as to the scope, there was testimony, and I would submit that his testimony, his narrative testimony, and that of Lee Kennett was similar in that in August of 2022, there wasn't an issue. Apparently he had seen what was going to be turned over to Mr. Garron, and she did too, and there were no concerns. So my concern is what the state is attempting to present to the jury is outside of the scope of what my client's knowledge was at that point in time.
They both saw what was going to be produced?
Yeah, I mean, the bottom line is this. This guy got on the stand and said, I want every team's message admitted, but I haven't really compiled it. State, little help, here's the team's messages that we have, and now they have a problem with them. And again, I reiterate, I am okay with taking the time to try to delve in to see.
Okay, but how much? I mean, 30 minutes? We can break till 1 o'clock?
I mean, I don't know if it lasts that long. I mean, my thought would be, can we take a lunch break? Because if it
right,
takes
that's
long,
what I'm saying. It's 12:30.
Yeah.
Just take 30 more minutes till 1 o'clock.
If that's fine. Yeah, you're right.
1:15?
Sure.
We can attempt to.
1:15. All right. We'll see you guys at 1:15. But what, we brought lunch in already, so we'll just have the jury eat now.
More continuing coverage in the Las Vegas Reporter murder trial of Robert Tellez is on the way. From the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today, press subscribe now.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the Transit app or at COTA.com.
During the Right Rug Flooring Anniversary Sale, we're celebrating 91 years of the guaranteed lowest prices. With beautiful carpet with a lifetime stain warranty starting at $219 a square foot installed with pad. And luxury vinyl starts at $399 a square foot installed. Unbeatable prices and 24-month special financing available with approved credit. Schedule a free in-home appointment with our flooring experts at RITERUG.com. Right Rug Flooring's Anniversary Sale.
Right here, right now.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
Two ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
No purchase necessary. See rules at playatmcd.com for full details and amoe.playatmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.
Coda salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of Coda's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use Coda Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on Coda. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the Transit app or at COTA.com.
During the Right Rug Flooring Anniversary Sale, we're celebrating 91 years of the guaranteed lowest prices. With beautiful carpet with a lifetime stain warranty starting at $219 a square foot installed with pad. And luxury vinyl starts at $399 a square foot installed. Unbeatable prices and 24-month special financing available with approved credit. Schedule a free in-home appointment with our flooring experts at RITERUG.com. Right Rug Flooring's Anniversary Sale.
Right here, right now.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the Transit app or at COTA.com.
During the Right Rug Flooring Anniversary Sale, we're celebrating 91 years of the guaranteed lowest prices. With beautiful carpet with a lifetime stain warranty starting at $219 a square foot installed with pad. And luxury vinyl starts at $399 a square foot installed. Unbeatable prices and 24-month special financing available with approved credit. Schedule a free in-home appointment with our flooring experts at RITERUG.com. Right Rug Flooring's Anniversary Sale.
Right.
COTA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of COTA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use COTA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on COTA. Plan your ride and learn more at COTA.com/trip planner.
During the Right Rug Flooring Anniversary Sale, we're celebrating 91 years of the guaranteed lowest prices. With beautiful carpet with a lifetime stain warranty starting at $219 a square foot installed with pad. And luxury vinyl starts at $399 a square foot installed. Unbeatable prices and 24-month special financing available with approved credit. Schedule a free in-home appointment with our flooring experts at RITERUG.com. Right Rug Flooring's Anniversary Sale.
Right.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the Transit app or at COTA.com.
During the Right Rug Flooring Anniversary Sale, we're celebrating 91 years of the guaranteed lowest prices. With beautiful carpet with a lifetime stain warranty starting at $219 a square foot installed with pad. And luxury vinyl starts at $399 a square foot installed. Unbeatable prices and 24-month special financing available with approved credit. Schedule a free in-home appointment with our flooring experts at RITERUG.com. Right Rug Flooring's Anniversary Sale.
Right.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the Transit app or at COTA.com.
During the Right Rug Flooring Anniversary Sale, we're celebrating 91 years of the guaranteed lowest prices with beautiful carpet with a lifetime stain warranty starting at $219 a square foot installed with pad. And luxury vinyl starts at $399 a square foot installed. Unbeatable prices and 24-month special financing available with approved credit. Schedule a free in-home appointment with our flooring experts at RITERUG.com. Right Rug Flooring's Anniversary Sale.